Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor in Paradise for Wrap Up. I'm Amy here, as always, with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, we're flying solo tonight.
I know, it feels weird. It feels weird just to have you giving out the roses.
Yeah,
and us exactly. To have it just back and forth, like Christian and Demi.
Right, just solid, you know, no interference on the horizon for a little while. But we had some fun the past 2 weeks, mixing things up.
We did. Now, you know, now we're back. We feel like we're at home. We're going to the fantasy suite, kind of like Hannah and Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Just to really cement things.
We're in that home stretch where people start saying, like, well, either better leave or we just, like, ride it out.
Guess what? We're not leaving, mother
uppers. We're sticking it out.
Can't get rid of us.
We've even survived competing in a Royal Rumble. And we're stronger
for
it.
Did we survive?
I don't know. I don't think so. No spoilers.
I don't. No. Fucking spoilers. No, this is getting spoiled. F this shit. I went out first. After 3.5 seconds of being in the ring.
Not first of everyone, right?
No, I was the first one to go out. Oh. I
really?
Came in like sixth, and then I went out like almost immediately.
But you were the best dressed. You had a like cute lavender maxi.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was under talked about.
For anyone who's like highly confused as to what's going on right now, the latest episode of Robin and Kiva Need a Podcast, I can't remember. I don't, is it on this feed? Is it on the same feed as us? I don't think so.
No, it's on the main RJP.
Yeah, anyway, so they did a Royal Rumble, and for those of you who don't know what the Royal Rumble is, join the club, because I don't get it. Is it just like a wrestling video game, and then like you can put as many people as you want in something?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was based on like something real or not, but it was entertaining to watch nonetheless.
I'm not going to lie, I immediately stopped watching as soon as I was out.
Oh,
so
okay.
I stopped at 7 minutes.
Yeah. In and out.
Yep. Yep, 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 yep.
But yeah, that was, it was fun. And very random.
Very, so, very random.
And yeah, back to our news at hand. We do have
more
some,
important stuff.
Some other news in the universe. Bachelor in Paradise, successful couple news. One of our favorites. Haley, would you like to do the honors of announcing this one?
So another couple has gotten engaged. Congrats to Canadian Kevin and Astrid, who got engaged in Toronto.
Yeah, with the Space Needle off in the distance. Very scenic.
CN Tower.
Spot. Oh, yeah. Space Needle. What am I saying? You know, the Canadian Space Needle.
The Canadian Space Needle.
I need Kristen McInnes to come on and school me on Canada terms.
All right. CN Tower. Yeah, CN Tower.
Exactly. Sorry, everyone.
I believe we saw the CN Tower together.
We did. Yeah. So, yeah. It was very nice to see that. I wasn't really expecting that this soon, I guess, from them.
No, but I guess everything in the Bachelor world is just hyper, you know, faster. Hyper faster. That's a word. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Were they just on last season?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, eyes on, Kendall and grocery store Joe next, I guess.
Wow.
But they're smart. They got in on the VIP news cycle. They're still, you know.
Yeah, before we go off for the season.
Or yeah. For people are still tuning in to Bachelor Nation news. So very happy for them. Did you see a while back that like Jordan re-proposed to JoJo with like a new ring?
Yes, I did.
Is that newsworthy, or is that some?
I don't know. Like, I think it's cute. I believe Sean and Catherine kind of did something like that. Not Sean and Catherine. Caitlin and Sean.
Oh, okay.
Caitlin and Sean did something like that. Obviously, that didn't work out.
Right.
Yeah, I like the move because, you know, when you're on The Bachelor, it's just so heightened. And yes, you're engaged, but it's kind of a weird engaged where you're really just kind of dating. And I think the re-proposal is pretty cute. He probably got to, you know, sell off the ring because they've been together for long enough that they own it and buy another ring and probably a vacation too.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize they got rid of the other ring.
They probably didn't. I doubt it. I doubt they did. But like,
but they could.
They could at this point. Yeah, I thought the ring was nice. A little big for my taste, but I feel like that's perfect for them. Very cute.
Yeah.
It's good for them. Love is alive and well.
Yeah, and they've got a new show going on, so they're like...
Yeah, they do, don't they?
House flipping couple.
I'm not going to watch it. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. But that is other news. And then I also listened to a podcast, I believe it was last week, after the Chris and Crystal wedding episode. So they were on.
Yeah, you're doing the Lord's work by still listening to the Ashley and Ben podcast, because I gave up over a year ago, I'd say, when their content became 75% ad and 25% BS.
That part is true. I got my fast forward finger ready to go when those ads come up. But I do like try to see who's chiming in. And so I was kind of interested to see last week on what Chris and Crystal had to say about their crazy wedding reception. So I did find out a couple details. And the most interesting one that I thought was there were a bunch of people there. They weren't expecting to have these random VIP people there. They didn't find that out till about like the day before or something, that they'd have, they thought maybe like they'd give out a date card or two people would get to come to their wedding. So
really?
Yeah.
Have they not watched the show before?
Right. They're a little naive, I think. So the producers, they bought what they were telling them. And then
did they not attend Carly and Evan's wedding? Wait, maybe so, that was 2 years ago. Yeah. I don't know. Either way.
Yeah. So, and they said D'Lo was there. So I don't know if we can expect to see her. But it sounded like there were just a lot of potential contestants there. Because remember last week we were talking about like, well, why is this person there? Why is this person there? Are they going to show up? And it was really like this audition, like waiting in the wings. So all of those people were there, and they were actually going up to Chris and Crystal saying like, what do I need to do? How do you think I can get on the show? Like, and he was like, this is my wedding. Can we talk about something else?
That's fair. I think that's completely fair.
Yeah. I thought that was a little extreme to not just have the cast, but have these people that were sitting at the hotel trying to get on the show. So then they're like, oh, who do you think I should make out with? Who should I go for? So it sounded like madness. So
yeah, that would annoy me.
Yeah. But I guess these upcoming episodes, we find out who made the cut from Chris and Crystal's wedding and are making it onto the show. Like, we saw Connor made it through right away.
Who do you think was the person saying, who should I make out with to get on the show? Because my money is on Chase.
Chase. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense, because he's been out of touch for a while. So he's probably like, point me in the right direction. I know what to do. Plus, comes from the MTV world, right?
Yeah, it comes back from the MTV world.
Right. So yeah, that's all I have from that. They were overall like happy with the ceremony, and just not happy with the reception, but they're just kind of, the one positive they said they took away from it was that now their friends and family could see like what the craziness is, and they could relate to them a little bit more by, you know, understanding what the show involves. So there you go. Good for them. They're looking at the positive. Even the positive. All right. So let's go into where we left off. We start with Angela arriving in paradise, and we see how Nicole and Clay react, and, you know, wondering who Angela is going to go for. Were you worried that Clay was going to peace out at any point?
No, I wasn't. We had talked about before coming on air, like, how are we going to deal with this? Are we going to go sequentially or by like people or groups? Let's get all of this out of the way right now.
Not loving this triangle.
I'm mad.
Okay, what are you mad about?
I'm upset and I'm mad. For many reasons. Mostly, Clay and Nicole are perfect for each other because they're both absurd and wrong. Because honestly, the only tiny, tiny, tiny point Clay might have had was, hey, I came in here for this reason, but Angela came in here knowing I was also here. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all he's got. That's the only ground he has to stand on. Clay, you also came on the show after you got a relationship, I think it's fair game for Angela to come on here. Nicole being like, well, she's only here to ruin things. Like, she barely gave Clay a second look.
Right.
Just, no, he broke my heart. I'm done. You guys go be together. I don't care. I'm going to go out on dates with other people. And he's like, well, she's going out on dates with my friends. Like, you're going out on dates with potentially her friends.
Right. You could have gone on a date with Annalise.
Yeah. What the hell? And Nicole say, I don't remember. I can't even remember what Nicole said about her body or whatever.
That she needs some Cuban meat on her bones.
Yeah. Like, what? Guys, come on. Let's just stop. And see, she had something about, like, you know, I'm sorry about my comments. I shouldn't say them. And then she said something like, but I body shame myself all the time. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, a girl. I'm so tired. So tired. And I know I'm not alone. And I know I'm speaking to the choir. Like, I always am on these podcasts. But it's just like, can we stop commenting on women's bodies?
I know.
It's unnecessary. You can find some other things to critique, I'm sure, you know, other than like, well, she's skinny. And last week, Ashley was saying,
last week too.
Like, can she just be? She's a beautiful woman, and even if she wasn't, would it matter? No. And then I think Clay pulled Angela aside to have a conversation of, like, a closure conversation, which I think was necessary. They need to have for Clay to move on. I feel like Angela has moved on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Clay saying, well, we just didn't have the same goals and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, you were talking about wanting a house and kids with me. And he said, yeah, well, you never wanted to come to the gym with me. It's like, and she's like, you go for 4 hours a day. It's like, I wouldn't want to go to the gym for 4 hours a day either. Like, what the shit? No, right. Thank you.
Right.
And it was really not cool to say that she just had no ambition above being a wife and mother. And it's like, who are you, buddy, to decide that that's not a valuable thing? If it's important to Angela, then it should be important to you. And if that's not your thing, then that's not your thing, buddy. That's fine. But you can't be telling her that that's not like a valuable life to have. Like, that's just so messed up. And sure, it may not be the, you know, like, my hopes and dreams and goals. Like, that's not my focus. But, like, if that's Angela's, that's within her right. And if she wants to have kids, like, that's within her right. And you can't tell her that's not valuable, or, you know, that's not an important goal to have. That's so
shit. Arguably harder to do than go to the gym for 4 hours straight. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure he was just like realizing that he didn't want that with her or want that's that. Fine. And that's don't a different that thing to say. Her. Right.
But you can't tell, you can't come here and tell her that that's not a valuable life to live when that's the one she wants. And I'm sure, you know, she's not the only one on that beach that's valuable to or important to, you know, like, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Just Clay went down so far in my, not that he was like held in high regard with me or anything, but just like this episode was just not a good look.
Right.
Him and Nicole are just perfect for each other. They need to get married and leave me the F alone.
Right. Yeah, I'm totally with you. It was really hypocritical for him to be in every confessional talking about, well, I came here for this. I didn't want to see my ex. And she could have arrived and been there day one as well. If they weren't
talking.
She
was there last season, Clay. It's not like this is her first rodeo. Like, she's done this before.
Yeah. And these people are my friends. It's like, he met them down there. So it could have been the other way around. He could have been one of the late arrivals. They have equal opportunity to be there. And just because he was the one who broke it off with her doesn't mean that she can't move on just as fast as him. So. Yeah, ridiculous. Do you want to talk about Angela's two dates as well?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, so Angela went on a date with somebody I'm not sure she went on a date with. Great. She went on a date with Mike. You know, unfortunately, she spent a lot of both these dates talking about Clay. Mm-hmm. I obviously expect that it was prompted. The date with Mike was cute. I think they made out, did they?
Mm-hmm. In a boat?
Yeah. But it just wasn't, I guess, a strong enough connection, because she went on a date with the most boring person on the show, and that includes Clay, Chase, who I like, do not care to see ever again.
Yeah. And you watched him on X on the Beach, right?
And The Challenge. Oh, all the challenge 30 seconds too. Of his appearance on The Challenge. Great. He was on for 2 episodes last season. So obviously, I'm pretty surprised. I'm not going to lie that ABC would have him on again after he went on MTV.
Yeah, I thought they didn't like that.
I didn't really think they did either. I guess for somebody as amazing as Chase, they just need to have him back. I totally get it. He's adding so much, value to the season.
He did have a line on their date where
he had a line. Wow. He spoke amazing.
How does it feel to see your ex on the beach or something very similar to seeing your ex here on the beach? I was like, all right, you're trying to plug, trying to drop little hints here. Yeah, I don't even remember him from JoJo season, and he lasted to third, right?
I couldn't tell you anything.
And I didn't recognize him. So he's a little beefier, I guess I'd say, but he's in the gym 4 hours a day, I'm sure, too.
Yeah, him and Clayton should be together then.
Yeah. do you want to dig into Tayshia, Derek, JPJ, Haley, and that whole quadrangle?
Yeah, another thing I just didn't totally love. I have a lot of questions, mostly for Tayshia, of
why?
We like JPJ, but after last week, it made me not feel great that he was doing what he was doing. And then, Tayshia was super in on Derek, and then Derek, I guess, told Haley that JPJ was into Tayshia, and I guess nobody was happy about that. And so then Tayshia was totally out on Derek, but why was she out on Derek, but fine with what JPJ did?
I don't think she was. Yeah, that's what was weird.
Fine-ish with it because she went back to making out with him.
Yeah, this should have logically played out like what happened with Nicole and Christian and Jordan, where she saw them fighting and was like, okay, now I'm clear. I want the stable, solid guy, and that's Clay. Now, Tayshia should have seen how JPJ was acting versus how Derek was acting and said, okay, now it's clear to me that Derek is stable one for sure. JPJ is flying off the handle, and I want Derek. So I think it was just an independent realization that she wasn't that into him, but I just don't see
why.
Yeah.
And then Haley was pretty upset about JPJ kind of leading her on a bit. And she called him out on it, and I liked it. She didn't hold back, and I thought she handled herself super well. I'm impressed with the third time the charm on Bachelor in Paradise, Haley. I think without Emily, she's been pretty great. She's been able to really speak her mind, and she's had some great lines. And, obviously, God, there's a lot of great moments in this episode, just editing alone. And Demi's facial expressions in the background of this conversation was truly a work of art.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if she was just playing that up for the camera or whatever. Amazing. Those were facial expressions that I've never seen done before. It was magic.
Yeah, for sure. And there was a point where I got really confused about the timeline, because Tayshia had said JPJ and Haley went on a date today. And I thought, did they go on the date and they went to the wedding, or was that lazy editing? I liked most of the editing that was being done.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm really confused. Ethan said the same thing. He's like, wait,
when is this? Wasn't that 2 days ago at least? So yeah, Haley was still in the mindset that she and JPJ were good. And so I guess some people were really clear on Tayshia JPJ being a thing, but for other people on the beach, it was they never noticed it. So Haley was confiding to Blake, which I thought was really funny, because I don't know if she knew everything that went on with him, but why do men do this? And he's like, F men. So he's quickly just become I noticed that, especially in these 2 episodes, he was very quick to point out anytime any other guy was doing something wrong, oh, that's so unattractive, isn't it? Oh, look at him. I can't believe he's doing this. And so he's trying to rewrite the narrative, as we'll see later on. Derek and JPJ have another fight. This is where we get the "my reputation is impeccable," that whole thing.
Buddy, I don't think it is anymore. Sorry, man.
Yeah, maybe at one point it was, but not anymore. Derek does get a little more, I don't know what you'd say, like, not aggressive, but just more animated, more like not letting it slide anymore. Like, he was a little more calm during the first fight that they had. This time they actually had a back and forth. But he does kind of decide that he doesn't want to be in Paradise anymore. And he was the one that they were teasing would be the shocking fan favorite elimination. How did you feel about Derek deciding to send himself home?
God, and like, again, the editing was so interesting this episode, because I felt like they had a lot of people saying, oh God, I should just go home. Like, what's the point of me staying?
Haley, Tayshia said it, I think, too.
I think JPJ also said it.
Blake.
Yeah, Blake, and then it was Derek. You know, if this is what Derek needs to feel better, I think that's correct. You know, he took two pretty big L's in Paradise, and it's like, how do you recover? And especially with like 1 week left, what's the point?
Yeah, but Bree's gonna come down later. In demand, Bree.
Wow, Bree. You don't even know what her voice sounds like, really.
Right. Is she Australian? Is she not? Yeah, well, and then I kept thinking, you know, is he doing the, like, I want to be the next Bachelor. I want to have a maybe slim outside chance. You know, stranger things have happened. Cough, cough, Nick Vile. So at that point, it's like, well, it's not working out for me. Tayshia, you know, said she wasn't into him, and he's been brokenhearted twice. Things aren't working out. So it could only, you know, go up from there. Not a lot of upside for staying around. So I thought, yeah, it makes sense. Let's see. Oh, we had a couple other arrivals on this first night. The double date, the two of the twosome, the famous twosome of Matt Donald and the Nick lookalike.
Nick, yes.
Luke.
Yeah, Matt, I'm glad to see him getting another chance at this. Great for him. Didn't realize how cute he was. I thought he had kind of a fun, good episode. Luke, I guess he's coming down to try and get a tequila deal, or maybe he's touring some factories. I'm not really sure what's going on here, but he can't be here for love because
nobody wants him.
What a shocker that he got a rose, though.
That was a shocker. And we only
over Mike?
Over Mike. Like, it's just wrong. I'm mad at Haley for that part of it.
I'm mad.
Yeah. Mike, he's went on a couple one-on-ones, and he'd be in these relationships, and then they would just kind of like fade out, and no one would give a reason why. And I want answers. This is not fair. I want more of Mike on my screen. And we just didn't get a lot of, we got him talking about Clay, talking about Derek, and kind of giving his opinions on other people's situation. But I wanted to see something play out with him. So yeah, there's no reason for him to be sent home over this cheap Nick Vile version.
Yeah.
But that was fun editing of Nick 2.0 coming down in the side by side of them talking when he arrived. Nick and Luke, when they said the same phrase.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic, because I feel, you know, I feel like nobody was going along with this when he was actually on the season, but now they're just throwing all, you know, abandoned to the wind and just going with everything, and that's the joys of Paradise. Just it's happening. So they chat, and then Matt picked Sydney, which we were surprised that her and Mike had fizzled out suddenly. And then Luke picks Christina, and Christina just wanted to get out. And Tayshia was upset because she wanted to go on a date with Matt. But then while they were on the date, I guess she made up with JPJ.
Right.
And now they're together and it's fine or whatever.
Somehow. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people wanted that date with Matt. Nobody wanted to go with Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Christina managed to get some digs in at Nick by claiming that Luke was better looking. And
didn't realize they were so out on each other. I guess Nick had said in his podcast, didn't listen to it, don't know how accurate this is, that he never really liked Christina.
Oh. Yeah, I don't remember that. I know he said things like, well, he's like alluded to like keeping Rachel around longer because he wanted to like control, like taking credit for her being the bachelorette, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so stuff like that.
Seems like a little bit of a revisionist history to me, but who am I to judge?
Right. So, yeah, that's kind of funny. Christina is just hanging in there for now. She had a moment where she thought it was 2017. Or she thought it was 2016 because she was like, watch out, Stagecoach 2017.
Hilarious.
So, yeah, that was good. And yeah, they go on, have their on the town date, sampling margaritas, sampling some spicy food. So kind of a great date, right?
Or seems great. Spice.
Matt couldn't handle the spice.
No. Yeah, he's a little white bread for a jalapeno margarita.
Yeah, he's very worried about what his mom thinks of anything he's doing. So,
well, on this date, at least.
Yeah, not the best. Yeah, that's true. Not the best show for him to go on. But yeah, he loosens up by the time he goes on a date with Bree. So, interesting how that works out.
Hmm.
So we start the next episode with Blake kind of reflecting on Derek leaving. And it almost seemed like he was a little bit like wondering if like, maybe that was the move for me, because things just continue to go downhill for Blake. He talked about how at the wedding, Ashley I told him that he needed to move to Europe. So he's getting a lot of info at this wedding about, you know, that the stories were already out there of his reputation. So,
I mean, were they? I mean, like, we try hard to, like, not run into spoilers, but sometimes, like, the chatter is inevitable. And I don't remember seeing anything about Blake.
Yeah. I think there were spoilers out about Paradise. So if the cast wanted to know, I'm sure that that's what they were finding out. So yeah,
I guess so.
Or maybe they were hearing it from producers. I was just like, oh, you got to come down. You won't believe what's going on with Blake, because they're all friendly with a lot of producers. And then Chris pulls aside JPJ and is giving him some advice as someone, as the Bachelor Nation elder that he's been there before, and kind of telling him about, you know, like, yeah, you might regret like how you made other people feel, even though you're passionate about it in the moment. And so JPJ and Tayshia talk, JPJ apologizes. He's more, doesn't really worry about Derek. He's just worried, feels bad that Tayshia felt bad about Derek leaving and how it all ended up.
Yeah.
Also with Bukowski, we get little clips of Chris and Katie talking about taking it to the next level.
Oh, they're so cute. I just want Katie to be happy, and I can't believe it's with Chris, but
I know. She's excited about him.
Good. I'm glad. I want her to be excited.
Yeah, and they I might have spent the night together. We didn't really see it, but he asked her to, and then asked her to be his girlfriend. So those are the steps that they're taking. Demi and Christian have a little talk, and they're super solid. Let's see. I have in my notes that JPJ grabbing the fish out of the ocean at one point. So,
okay. Wow. 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 What a moment.
Yeah. Tayshia loves this stuff. She loves the craziness.
Just grabbing a fish out of the ocean. That's pretty impressive.
It's true. Maybe it wasn't the strongest fish in the bunch. Maybe it was on its way out of the world.
It's possible it was already dead.
Yeah, maybe. It's a plant. He put it there from earlier. You know, they jumped in the pool before. He jumped in the river with Tajwan. And now he's just running into the ocean screaming and grabbing fish willy-nilly. Let's see. We already talked about Chase. That's all we need to talk about that. How about Connor and Kaylin? Trouble in paradise for them.
Yo, they're having a great time.
They're watching the sunset.
Hey, if anyone ever comments about us having vocal fry ever again, I'm just going to send them a clip of Connor speaking.
Yeah. This loser, what is he doing?
What the hell?
Ben.
Kaylin are so solid.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. So that's it. That's that. You know what? I like them together. I think he's simple, and I think simple is good for Kaylin. Honestly, I do.
I think she assessed it right. Like, didn't she say like he is like the smart choice, and Dean would be the dangerous choice?
Why danger? Why do you want? Okay, so let's fast forward. Just scoochity scooch.
Yeah.
Dean comes back. Were you surprised?
No, because they kept showing the preview of him shaving his mustache dramatically.
Were you surprised at how you liked him better with a mustache?
I didn't like,
I certainly did.
I didn't like the new look. Maybe it's the long hair.
I think that's what it is. Long hair, mustache, good
clean
combo.
Shaven. Like, he needs to be scruffy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, something was creepy about it. Like, it was,
I would be, you know what? If I had a decent thing going with Connor, and maybe this just shows how simple I am, I'd be like, screw you, Dean. You left. You made this choice. You could have asked me to leave with you, but you didn't. And now you've come back because you had a life-changing experience at the Grand Canyon. Now you feel like you have to come, whatever. No, like, yeah. I'm with a guy who wants to be with me. Screw you.
Yeah, we had so much seeing of Kaylin, like how happy she was, and like she was quotes of her saying that she was glad that Dean was gone. I would have liked her to be like, take a page from Christina's book and just kind of, you know, be like, nope, you had your chance, and sort of be tough. And I don't know that that's going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, he comes back and he just knows like how to turn on the charm. Like when she's saying that, how Connor's really easy. He's like, but who wants easy? And it's like, no, you should want that. Like, you shouldn't want to have to like fight and prove.
I want easy. I want it to be like chill and not fighting all the time and not worrying about living in a van.
I know. Yeah. We even heard her say, I don't want to live in a van.
Then
so,
don't.
Yeah. She doesn't need to. So he comes back and he, the big question that he wants to ask her is if she will go with him and leave paradise. So not only does she have to, you know, decide who she wants to be with, but it's like, if she picks Dean, she has to give up, you know, the rest of this contract and being on the show. So.
Again, why pick Dean then? Honestly, like, I'm sorry. I know Kaylin wants to be there for probably to find some love, but also for exposure. And you're just, I mean, I guess that's a pretty dramatic way to get some Instagram followers.
Yeah, I mean,
it's memorable.
It is Dean.
I don't know.
Yeah, and then as he was talking to her and the things he was saying, it just kind of reminded me of like when he was dating Leslie, and didn't he kind of say the same things to her on Winter Games? Like, he had the drama before, and it was like, oh, that's behind me. Like, I didn't, like, you know, I used to push people away and have walls. I wasn't ready for a relationship. Now, like, I am, and it just seems like up and down, yo-yo with Dean, just same story, different person. So I want to like have telepathy to Kaylin and tell her to like go back to Connor. Not that Connor's that exciting, but she doesn't need that right now.
Sometimes you don't need exciting.
Look,
sometimes
Hannah
you
and
just
Dylan,
need, yeah.
They're not exciting.
You just need, you need stable and nice to you and is confident in their decisions.
All Hannah wants to do is go on walks with Dylan, move to California.
Great. Amazing. What a wonderful time that is.
It is.
Going for walks. I love going for walks. California, great state.
Lots of good places. Boardwalks.
Oh, so many boardwalks.
Avenues.
Beaches.
Yeah.
Is there rivers? I don't know. So many hiking spots.
Mm-hmm.
So many hiking spots.
Yes. Oh, well. Let's do a quick rundown of the, oh no, before we do the rose ceremony, the mm-hmm. other story we haven't talked about, Christina and Blake. Blake has
you
an epiphany.
You've got to be kidding me, right?
It was in front of me the whole time. When you realize you want this.
Even one iota of a second?
No, because he's like giving bad, like paraphrased movie quotes from Harry Met Sally and Oh, when you realize what you want and the life you want it to start immediately. Come on, Christina, come talk to me. I've got something. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. She's rightfully skeptical, but.
Oh my God, obviously, because she knows what shit she's been pulling over the last couple of weeks. She's like, well, you're probably doing the same thing.
Yeah, who's handing out the roses tonight? Oh, it's the women. And who's on the outs right now? Blake. Because Christina went on a date with this Luke guy, and yeah, there's other opportunities.
So. And Blake was like, well, he sucks, so like I know she'll pick me over him.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, to me, it strikes me as like, oh, what would be a good way to wrap up my storyline here? Because I want to look like a good guy. And maybe it was Christina all along. You know, maybe it's just one of those couples. Like, we never have been all in on each other. And all in phrase of paradise.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what? Let's believe it. Whatever.
Maybe they'll get engaged. Who knows? Maybe they'll be Kevin and Astrid next year. But
yeah, we could be wrong.
Right. So at the rose ceremony, Nicole and Clay, obviously, Angela picks Chase over Mike. Christian gets the rose this time, picks Demi. No shock there. Hannah.
Can you imagine if Christian was just like, Mike, I'm giving this to you?
Yeah. That would be hilarious. I love like just kind of spotting Christian in these different conversations. Like, she's just so calm.
She's just so out of place.
Yeah, she's just kind of like this outside observer, it seems like. And but she's warming up to everything. Hannah, Dylan, Katie, Chris, Haley. This is the one I was really upset about. Picking Luke. That was the one surprise here. Uh-huh. Kaylin, Connor, and then Sydney. She's now into Matt. Tayshia picks JPJ, and then Christina picks Blake. And yeah, there was no surprise there either, because the preview showed Blake sticking around and her trying to like divert his attention from Bree. So Mike is the only one eliminated and has this kind of tearful exit, wanting to know what he needs to do to be a better man and why it's not working out for him. So
first of all, I'm angry. Second of all, I'm mad. Third of all, I'm furious. Fourth of all, I'm horrified.
Yeah.
Can you imagine picking any one of these dodos over Mike?
Right.
Can you imagine being able to go to sleep at night knowing you picked somehow the shittier Luke that was on Hannah's season?
Right. So.
Over Mike. Can you imagine picking Blake, who's been lying to everyone this entire season, and then getting caught up in it and actually being like really bad at getting caught up in it over Mike? Can you imagine being Clay, who's never said a sensible sentence in his entire existence because he's probably gotten knocked in the head a few too many times playing football, over Mike?
Chase?
What? Chase? Over Mike? Chase.
Yeah.
We've seen him. Chase. Matt, no. What? What is wrong with these people?
I know.
Chase.
JPJ.
What?
We've seen what happened to JPJ.
Fish out of the ocean for fun. You pick him over Mike?
Oh, not to mention like his whole thing about Derek. He had no factual evidence and he admitted it. Just like my intuition. Yep, it's my intuition. So
we're like picking Matt Donald, who like wheezes at the sight of a spicy margarita,
who's still like 15 because his voice over is cracking Mike? Every 2 seconds and is afraid to kiss someone he's into.
Like
yeah,
over Connor.
Yeah,
like what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this was before. I will give it to Hannah
because her and Dylan have been together since the beginning. That's never that's falter. Hasn't really faltered that much.
Right. Once they decided on each other, once she picked him, then they've been solid.
I just have so many questions and none of them are answerable.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on because I need to pay for therapy. To be able to get through this, and I can't afford it right now. So,
It's just terrible. Yeah, Mike. And, you know, normally we have so many people eliminated. It was just like one person just needed to save him. There's the only one elimination. We just have to trade him out for one person.
I would have traded him out for 40 of them.
Right.
Send all of the guys home and just leave Mike. Yeah. Amazing. What a great season. Oh, wait. Would that be Mike as the Bachelor?
Ooh.
What an interesting idea.
That would be really good. Think about it, ABC.
Yeah, consider it. I don't know. Maybe think about it for 45 seconds.
And people have been saying it since Hannah's season. Like, it's not like you haven't had time. You haven't had a hashtag to follow. Mike for Bachelor.
Mike for Bachelor. What a great ring to it.
Yeah, we'll have to distract ourselves by moving on by the Australian accented at times Brie. So I guess she and Blake hit it off at the wedding. So people are expecting them to go on the date. I think she was expecting that, but she didn't know that Blake was going to have that big epiphany. So, you know, he's like so not into Brie Haley. Like, he mentions her every second, but just he's so
like
glad.
He had a great conversation. He's almost made out with her, but like, no, not into her. Come on. No, no. BS so again. BS. This so is all happier. BS.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
This is really weird. Yeah. Christina gets really upset that they're even talking. And I notice that when she gets really upset, it's like her voice goes down one whole octave. She's like, I can't handle it. I can't handle it. And she's crying. She's off, like, not trusting Blake at all, which she probably shouldn't. But he comes through. He pulls her aside and said, nope, I'm not going on this date. Brie ends up taking Matt Donald. So she decides to make Sydney upset instead. And, yeah, like you said, Matt had no problem making out with Brie.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Guess he just, you know, broke the seal, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about the whole montage of when he kissed Sydney.
Just amazing. Yeah. So it was just like a bunch of, what's it called? What are they called? Like clips like from like stock clips.
Yeah.
Of fireworks and eagles and, you know,
stadiums of tiny people wars. Cheering.
Yeah. Amazing. And it went on for like 3.5 minutes, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had all these people giving him advice. So,
and then later on, when he was kissing Brie, we also got a bunch of flashbacks of Sydney saying, like, oh, yeah, he found it hard to kiss me because he was, you know, worried about what his mom would say and blah, blah, blah. And it was like, ooh, awkward.
Yeah, that is awkward. Not really fair to Sydney that now, like, Matt's there and the guys are going to have power and, like, he's just going to choose Brie now. It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's later on.
No, this is fair.
Although, I could see Brie and Connor now. Connor is going to need a new place to land, potentially. So, he could just, like, go to Brie and, yeah. Because they're both really hot.
And Brie could just be together.
Did Connor say at one point, he was talking to Dylan, did he say, obviously, we're pretty hot, instead of, obviously, she's pretty hot? Like,
they're like, I don't know. I don't remember. That would be amazing.
I think he did. And they are planning to go to the Boom Boom Room right as Dean arrives, or at least Connor was saying that, or Kaylin said it, maybe, that they were thinking about the Boom Boom Room. You had a good tweet about, you know, where did they take this language from?
Are you the one?
Yeah.
The best show on television right now.
Subscribe to the wrap-ups feed and you'll get the podcast with Amon and Adam talking about Are You the One? They just did an interview with Danny from the show. So,
and then they're going to do one with Justin, I think.
Oh, really?
Max. I can't remember.
One of
Jax. One of those two.
Oh, my gosh. So good. Let's see. Yep. So, Blake. I loved Connor's reaction of just staring. And then I don't know how close he was to everybody when Dean pulls Kaylin away. And it was all the girls talking about, like, oh, yeah, she's way more into Dean. Like, they had passion.
He also basically came in, like, a snowsuit.
I don't even remember that.
Okay, he came in, like, long black jeans and, like, a black polo. But still, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Where are your Hawaiian shorts? Did you leave them at the canyon?
Maybe. Maybe he came down in the van and that's just his comfortable riding wear. So this is where our cliffhanger is, you know, it's like that classic, like,
what a cliffhanger.
Good guy, bad guy.
Who knows what's going to happen
here?
What's
she going to do? Yeah. I didn't, my DVR cut off before like the end. Was there any like cute little segment with Demi or anything like that?
There was a cute segment. It was back to the double date.
Oh.
Jorge was hosting like a chili pepper eating competition.
Okay.
So then the four of them had to eat peppers and they were all crying.
Oh. I'm glad that Jorge's still involved. He's kind of like as involved as well as it seems like.
Yeah, good for him. Mm-hmm. Getting that VIP paycheck, baby.
Yeah. I would go on a Jorge at some point. Not yeah, nothing too not? Scary.
We but... should do that. Okay, let's set up a GoFundMe for you and I to go on a tour. I can't say it.
Oh, and stay at VIP. Yeah.
If you guys are looking to support our podcast, yeah. You can go to our GoFundMe page. GoFundMe.com/Haley and Amy go to Mexico to meet Jorge and donate money so we can go on vacation to Mexico without you.
I'm sure everyone would, but there are other ways to support us.
Yeah.
We can dream, but you can just leave a review or tell a friend to subscribe to the podcast or unsubscribe and resubscribe.
Follow us on Twitter.
If you're following us, if you're subscribed to the Wrap Up feed, you can subscribe to our dedicated feed. That would really help. So
do both. Then you can listen to us twice in a week.
Yes.
steal your friends and lovers' phones. Ooh. And if you know their password, beep, 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 password that shit in and subscribe to our podcast. They won't even know what's going on because they probably don't even listen to podcasts.
Yeah. They won't. That'd be perfect.
They won't know.
Suddenly they'll be like, where's all my storage? What happened?
Do you have password on your phone?
Yeah, like the fingerprint and then like a number. Right? Yeah.
No, I don't. What, like, people are gonna hack me and find what?
Right.
Same picture of my dinner over and over again. Great. Enjoy. Have fun. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna steal my Ulta coupon. Oh my gosh. Like, have fun. Enjoy. I can go to Ulta once every like 5 months.
Yeah.
And I'm desperate for a dealer.
You had something good from Trader Joe's the other day. I saw it on Insta.
Yeah, I had a great time at Trader Joe's. I went with my parents.
Nice.
Had some of the tomato roasted red pepper low sodium soup for lunch yesterday. Delicioso. What I have on my Instagram the other day.
The soda.
Well, that was disgusting.
You didn't like it? I liked it.
Strawberry rhubarb soda. Next time you come to my house, you can have it. Then I'll save it for you.
Yeah.
Your girl ain't gonna drink that anymore.
That's funny.
I'm constantly trying to find alternatives for pop.
Uh-huh.
It just like never lives up to it. Like, yeah, I just always want to pop instead.
Yeah.
Just like hand me a nice can of Coke because I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
But I'm trying really hard.
You're like Kaylin. You're like Kaylin with Dean, you know. You tried Connor.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave Mexico for a can of Coke.
Mexican Coke is better than stateside.
Right.
Real sugar.
What will really draw me away? Can of Dr. Pepper. You know what's even better? Fountain Dr. Pepper. You know how rare it is to find fountain Dr. Pepper?
I haven't thought about that, but yeah.
Oh, it's the best. Swish LA's have it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I can't get it then. Too bad.
Chipotle has like Mr. Pibb on fountain. I'm pretty sure that's the same thing.
Pretty similar.
Ugh, now I'm dying for a pop.
Pop talk. Hashtag.
Hashtag pop talk. And I can't wait to get so many tweets. I'm like, it's soda. Well, not where we live.
It's true.
You say pop, right?
I say both. It kind of depends because I lived out east for a while. And so then I had to really... They got so upset. They'd make fun of you. And so I learned soda for a long time. Trained. Yep. All right. We do have some questions. Some burning questions for these two episodes. This is from @Brit270. Question for the pod. What's your favorite Chiron description of Chris B? All right. Others are having some fun with we talked about his really long one where it listed all his seasons. So that's what he had for a while, where it was like Emily's season, Andy's season, Bachelor Pad season 3, Bachelor in Paradise seasons 1 and 2. But they mixed it up. G Do you have a favorite?
So some that they've been trying out in the last few weeks include Bachelor Series Regular, Bachelor Nation Elder, and last night's episode, not Gerard Butler. You know what? I never thought about it until I saw that, but I see it. I see it now.
Yeah.
I'd say Bachelor Series Elder is my favorite.
Okay, I like Series Regular.
Yeah, good one.
Because it's like
they're all good. They're all just like yes, okay, yes, I love this.
Can you predict anything that could be coming next week? Because now they're just going crazy. Like not Gerard Butler. That's just like doesn't even follow like typical. Typical Chiron. Yeah, so.
Maybe just like guy on TV.
Right.
Just for like hyper unspecific.
That'd be good. Let's see. What else do we have here? And I'm just looking through all his Chirons. Yeah, I'm excited to see. I didn't notice it at first. I had to like take to Twitter to, you know, let me know.
Twitter's the best of this, yeah.
I think sometimes I have the closed captioning on and that might cover it up. So I miss
my thing is, you know, if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I just recently started wearing my glasses to watch TV. Mm. So now I can actually read the chirons, which I could not before.
Yeah.
So that's been a big difference. I'm like, wow, God, I can see outlines of these people's faces.
Imagine if they had done this back when Nick Viall was on. They could have had a lot of fun. I think everybody, like, there should be one person per season that gets this kind of treatment, at least.
Yeah.
Will Very Holston, good. What happened to Dean's van? Why did he have to rent a car to go to the Grand Canyon? That's a good question.
I'm wondering if his van doesn't move or he doesn't have like insurance on it.
Mm. Yeah, that could be. Did he really go to the Grand Canyon too? That could be just like a nice little story.
Yeah, who knows.
And then Will says, similar to sentiments that you had, Haley, I thought I hated Dean's mustache until I saw him without it. And I now find the sight of his face without the mustache horrifying. Agree? Disagree?
I'm going to agree, but I think it's because I don't like his hair.
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie The Room? Like, he's got a little bit of, like, that lead actor.
No, of course I haven't seen the movie The Room. Is that the one with Brie Larson where she's kidnapped?
What is that one? Is that called
The Room 2? I think that's Room? Just Room.
Room versus The Room. Room. Yeah, I think they're...
Okay, so what's The Room?
The Room is, like, a really bad movie that people just go and see like out of like as a cult favorite kind of
is
thing.
Is it like a horror movie technically?
Just in how badly it was made, but no. And the lead...
Yeah, I don't do cult movies. Like I don't go see movies that are just because they're bad. They're fun because they're bad. No, like I don't see movies. Like I'm not wasting my time.
Yeah,
why on bad movies unless they're things that I like rom-coms.
Right. Which there aren't too many these days. So if there's a good one that comes along, we got to see it.
Anyways, The Room.
The Room. So the lead guy, Tommy Wiseau, he's kind of creepy looking and has, you know, long hair and no facial hair. And I feel like that's what Dean was reminding me of. Not that he looks exactly like him, but yeah. And then they did a movie. James Franco did a movie about the making of The Room where he played that guy. So. Which that one I haven't seen.
Who was that?
Is that The Disaster Artist? Something like that.
Oh, maybe. James Franco. Yeah, I'm not ever going to watch that. I don't even want to read the Wikipedia about it.
What look is Dean rocking right now? Like, is he still maintaining the long hair, clean shaven look?
Oh, good question. Let's look. Deanie babies. He's still, for my money, one of the best handles.
Oh yeah, Deanie babies.
No, it looks like he's still going long hair.
Okay, interesting.
And he has like nice shiny hair. Maybe he should like put in a bun or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
maybe have a full beard. That's what I think he needs.
Yeah,
beard.
Will Holston also has a question for you, Haley. Who was the biggest loser of the week? Derek for getting sent home by Tayshia. Or you for being the first out of the Renap Royal Rumble. See,
I am so mad.
I don't think I wouldn't have picked it out that you were the first out now that people are calling it out.
Because
there are other people that come later. I know you didn't watch it, but that are like out like within 3 seconds. So like, but to me,
pretty like pretty quick.
You did some things in the ring at least.
Listen, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So I'm saying that's the reason. I'm a Libra. We avoid conflict.
Oh yeah. Yep.
They don't call me Haley Strong just because I'm my birth certificate. I guess that's against what just went on. You know what? I have other abilities and they're not reflected in video games from like the early 2000s. Thank you very much.
You're just there to hang out and see everybody.
Yeah, I was just there to chat.
Yeah. Jake Jenachowski. Demi is clearly replacing Wells, right? Ooh, I like
God
this
only
call.
Hope so.
Yeah, because Wells, you know, he's got a wedding to plan like you do. He could have a summer where it's just not going to work out going forward. Sarah Hyland might not want him down there. Cause,
I think she goes with him.
Yeah, that might make sense. And then her show's... She's starting a new show, though. I saw that announced. Yeah, with Emily Gordon, who co-wrote The Big Sick, is developing a show for her. Yeah.
She also has a song out.
Oh, really?
It's called I Almost Met You at a Party.
Really yeah, interesting.
Song. Hmm. New, yeah, Met at a Party. I gotta say, not a great song.
Okay. Just
although she did
her toes.
Yeah, now that I'm like googling this, she did a cover of Closer by the Chainsmokers that I really liked.
Okay.
Anyway, Look into that, not her new song. That's not good.
And then Justin Feinberg, has Haley forgiven Allie Lasher and Amy for the beating and quick elimination they gave her in the Renap Royal Rumble?
I could never hold a grudge against you guys.
Yeah. We're just there for show. You're, you know, got caught up in the moment. Allie was very successful.
You know what? If I had to lose to somebody, I'm so glad it's Allie because she was just a bulldozer.
Yeah. Yeah. She represented our network very well. And I have to say, you know, ladies did really well. So
yeah.
Just leave it at that. Justin Feinberg, what is the most iconic moment?
Ironic.
All right. Yeah, this might not be the iconic moment. The most ironic moment of the season. And why is it Blake empathizing with Haley about how guys can be such manipulative liars?
God, that's tough look. Tough look on a little Blakey there.
Yeah.
Oh, rough for everyone involved. Mostly us.
Has he gotten back into Instagram at all? Or did he just leave it at the...
Ooh, good question. Let's sharing. Take a look. Blake... Here we go. Blake Horseman. Nope. Hasn't IG'd since August 6th.
Interesting. All right. Maybe he did move to Europe. Maybe. Is it the reunion coming up? I know it was filmed.
I've heard that they filmed it.
Yeah. I heard they announced The Bachelor. We are not announcing it, but it's out there to find out if you want the spoiler.
Yeah. When it's official, we'll official it.
Yes.
How's that sound?
Yeah. So when the reunion happens, I guess that's when we'll all find out and we can share our reactions then. Yeah, that's it. Did Doug catch up on this episode and have any takes?
He did the first one, I think. Let me go through this. Boop, 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 boop.
Okay. It's a lot to cover.
And I think he has softball on Tuesday nights.
Yeah. He's used to the Monday schedule.
Yeah, I think Paradise is the exact opposite of the other two shows. I start Paradise loving all of the people and progressively grow to hate. Paradise loving all the people and progressively grow to hate them. Please make a stop. How many more weeks are there? One?
Is it only one?
I think so. I don't know if the reunion is the following week. When does Monday Night Football start?
Or when does the Dancing with the Stars start?
Good call. I don't know, nor do I care.
I mean, this week they kept talking about how, you know, it's winding down and now's the time to leave if it's not working out for you. I don't think they showed anyone new showing up anymore either, did they? In the preview? Maybe they did.
Says Monday Night Football starts September 9th. I don't know how that has anything to do with anything. Anyway, I don't care. Okay. What stock footage would you have used for Matt's kiss? Keep in mind, you do not have a high bar to surpass, as the producers actually use cheering German soccer fans as one of their choices. Okay. Have you ever seen the viral video that was super popular a couple years ago? It was the goats and a mashup of Taylor Swift's Year Trouble.
Yes.
That.
Okay.
That's what I would use. What would you use?
What about the one that you told me about, the lady that's like stomping grapes?
I love Grape Lady. Yes. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. Great call. Who looks more confused, Connor when Dean arrives, or Christian when she regularly tries to process what the hell she's doing on the stupid show?
Some Christian, expressions, yeah.
Every episode is just perplexed. She's like, God, I love Demi, or else this would not be happening.
What's Christian do in her real life? Like, what's her, like, she's not an influencer, you know, she wasn't on these shows. She have a I'm profession sure. that we know of.
I'm afraid to, like, Google her in case we get spoilers.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I'll Google her next week.
We really needed Kristen on this season, because then we had Christina, Christian, other Christian, and then we could have Kristen, the virgin. You know what? I was thinking with Matt Donald, we needed the never been kissed girl, and then they would have been the perfect couple.
They would have been. He's cute. I didn't really. He was like cut. I was like, hey.
Hey, JPJ said he was the most, you know, had the best body there.
Yeah, like, I mean, sure.
Those chops, deltoids, or whatever he said. Rhomboids. I didn't know that was a.
Are we sure that sounds just like a shape?
I thought so.
Rhombus? I don't know anything about the muscle groups.
Either. Yeah, because we don't want to hang out with Clay in the gym, so.
No.
We want to avoid those
Again,
types.
We like leisurely walks. That's our exercise.
Yeah. Oh, did you catch, at one point, Hannah was giving advice to Matt Donald, and she talked about what Dylan said before they kissed, and it was something like, is your sinus infection contagious? Let's find out. Now we know why they're not showing them that much.
It's so good. Like, honestly, I wish we saw more of just like the weird stuff like that from them, because I could tell that they're both two weirdos.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's good. I forgot about that. That made me laugh so hard. Pick the worst person you know. I would still go on a surfing date with them. So yeah, if any of your friends know that girl Bria, I would love to take her surfing. I think Doug thinks we know these people when we don't. Like, we right. only know Dickie, and it's because we spent an hour one time talking about how hot he was, and then somebody told them that, and then he liked us.
Yeah, it could have gone a lot worse. Could have been like, we were very embarrassed, but yeah, it worked out nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all
so we know. Is JPJ actually a pirate? He could be. Did you see one of the ending clip? Was it an ending clip? I think with like the parrot on his shoulder.
Oh, that's what I didn't see either.
Yeah, he had a parrot on his shoulder.
Okay.
Please do a conversation where you as Clay try to console Amy as Connor about Dean's return. Wow. Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't be upset that Dean is here because you're so much better than him and you clearly work out so much more and, like, look at your trapezoids.
You're, like, totally right, Clay, but, like, Dean's a loser and why is she talking to him? Why is he here?
Probably for the same reason Angela is here, just to, like, get back at me.
Like, it's not fair, dude. Like, we're the hottest. We spend 4 hours every day on the beach working out. Just not cool, dude.
I can't do this anymore.
I can't either. I appreciate
that's
it. Being
that's
consoled.
It, folks.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all you got. Send your Academy Awards
to us. Yep.
Give me and I'll give you my P.O. box. Just kidding, I don't have
Take
one.
That clip and nominate us for all the podcast awards.
The podcast awards still exist.
I don't know.
So we've never won one, so...
And we're not going to shave our heads to try to win one.
No, definitely not.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. So
another week, folks.
We can. Where do we think? Who do we think is getting engaged? Somebody is getting engaged, right? Who are you rooting for at this point? Nicole and Clay to get them away off of our
screens. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I want them to get engaged. I don't want Hannah and Dylan to get engaged. I just want them to be happy together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do you do we get any confirmation about how many people are getting engaged?
I don't know that. Maybe there is, but I think we just have a preview of like a ring box or something.
Yeah.
So,
do you think JPJ is gonna propose and Tayshia will deny it?
Oh, that would be good, because have we had that where someone proposes and they turn it down? I don't think we've had that.
I don't think so.
We've had proposals on the reunion show instead of on the beach. We've had couples that form afterwards.
Didn't Rick and Taylor get proposed then?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be good if, like, Hannah and Dylan were, like, the kind of couple, like, Kevin and Astrid, although they're not going to break up and get
Raven
together.
Raven and Dylan. Raven and
Adam, like, they just like we're dating and went on a fantasy suite. Yeah,
there's no rush. We're fine. We're all fine. They're like 23 and a half, both of them.
Right.
What, man?
Yeah.
This isn't the 80s anymore. Chill.
Yeah, and they're not like meeting each other's families yet, like they do even on The Bachelor. You get that, so yeah, just hold off. All right. Well, we'll find out. What we find out next week, if it's the finale or not.
We'll find out what we find out next week.
You know, it's just how we roll. Stay tuned, everyone.
Put that on a t-shirt, please. Oh, God, that's good.
All right, everybody. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me, as always, on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. And you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca. Today, I posted all the books I read in August.
Nice. And any good beach reads?
Yeah, so I read the newest one by Sophie Kinsella, which I'm a big fan of her to begin with, and I liked it. Not my favorite, but like not awful. I liked it. It was a quick read. I tore through it in about a day, but yeah, I had a great time.
All right, and you can find me at RHAP Recapper. See you later. Bye.